Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, up until 10 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on our late night version of South Florida High School Sports, and we're glad that you're with us on this Wednesday evening. As I said, at the end of every season, you know, there's always these all-star games, a lot of games that kind of spotlight a lot of the players who had done extremely well during the year, and sometimes these kids don't play in all the games. You know, there's all those national contests, but I'll tell you what, When it comes to, you know, people who do things for some of these kids on a year-round basis, they trust what they do. And I'll tell you what, last year, the Crib Classic All-Star Game, which I guess was more from the year before, from the Crib battle, which, you know, Frank Tucker and them kind of got underway, that was played at Monsignor Pace, held over at the you know, at the Inter Miami spinoff stadium, is what I call it. But I'll tell you what, it was really good. And then the Crib Classic really went off throughout the whole year. They had the eighth grade all-star game, the Dave versus Broward game. They had the showcase last summer with the 7-on-7 and also a really, really good combine that kind of culminated things. But you know what? They're getting ready now to get this game, you know, for this year, going to be played, you know, at the end of the season in December. And again, they're already putting invites out to some of these top players who are going to come. And after last year, I think they're going to get a lot of people. Jose Duaso is one of many who really get this thing going 100%. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Jose, thanks so much for taking time on a Monday evening and obviously playing off a very successful end of the season with the 7-on-7 last summer, and also a really, really good and productive combine that they had right before the start of the season. We start looking towards the All-Star game for the high schools and also the eighth graders.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Larry. It's been a great, great series that we've started in Crib Classic, from the 7-on-7s to the combine. Now we're headed into Dave versus Broward. Really excited to kick it off this year. We're bringing the game back to Dade County. We partnered with Adidas. We got Trez Powell. I think it's going to be awesome for the community what we're pulling off. We want to have five events in the day. You just named two of them, in the eighth grade and in the varsity game. We have a couple more, few more we want to announce here, but really excited to get Adidas on board. Really excited to have Trez Powell be the venue for it. As you know, that is the Mecca down here, and really excited to just promote this event with our partners at 305 Sports. You know, Michael and Anthony, they yep, are everywhere and everywhere, and make sure that they're first to get it out. So they're our road warriors, and they're a great partner for us.
Yeah, and this is all based around a great foundation that you guys are a part of, and something that kind of bring in awareness to education and also to what these young student athletes go through. Talk about that, because I think that's really important. Even though the All-Star games and everything that, you know, athletically is really important, it's probably what, you know, leads up to all this and what is behind all this that really is important to everybody.
Yeah. And on that note, it's perfect to say, like, Mike Haggard and his law firm have just come and become an awesome sponsor for us to educate the kids on gun violence and stuff like that. And then we have Morgan Stanley as a partner with the nonprofit to teach on our 7-on-side end.
some financial literacy to the kids, because you know these kids now are making money like grown men when they when they graduate. But the foundation has been incredible beyond the goalpost. I really got to thank Alec DeGrosa, who's come in as a partner in this and taken the event space in the Crib Classic. Joel Shapiro always had this idea. We called the Twins at 305 Sports, and now we're activating events and want to do activations with some of our sponsors at a venue like what do you call it, Traz Powell, and get the community involved.
Yeah, and I think it's great because everything's kind of intertwined, as you mentioned. You know, the 305 Sports Twins, great guys. I see them everywhere. They go everywhere. The kids love them. You know, they're close enough to the age of a lot of these kids where they relate to them, which is, I think, is awesome. They're hard workers. They're college graduates, and you know, they're a huge part of all this as far as, you know, getting the kids involved, and you know, especially out at the 7-on-7. They were front and center. And then you look at what they brought to the table, you know, during the combine at Ives Park, you know, later in the, you know, before the season started. So you get everybody like that. And then yourself, who, you know, has a vested interest in a lot of the 7-on-7 events, you know, with your Raw team and some of the other programs that go on. I mean, all this, and you guys will probably understand this more than most, because of everything that you just brought up financially and because of the money that's involved to these kids that are 17 and 18 years old. I mean, you know, you look at Jeremiah Smith, and before he caught a pass at Ohio State, he was already given a $5,000 check back to his alma mater in Chaminade, Madonna. So, you know, you take a look at this and how these kids, and you brought up a great point about, you know, the literacy and understanding what to do with your finances and how, you know, you give back to the community and how you give back to the people who gave to you along the way. And, you know, don't be, and, you know, we have too many athletes of, and I, you know, I've covered this for a long, long time, Jose, and I know, and I've seen a lot of these guys who leave here and, you know, they never come back. You know, they got theirs, and you know what? They don't want to give back to the people who helped them along the way. So you guys are kind of, you know, kind of force feeding this. You're like getting these kids involved. You look at people like Tutu Atwell and you know, Teddy Bridgewater and people like that who understand and who understood.
Teddy and Shuler called the offense last year. Teddy was the head coach, part of this great game, and we have a great flick of him and Shuler calling the last play to Cortez, and just great memories for these kids. You have Teddy Bridgewater and Tommy Shuler, guys who've been there, done that at their respective levels, giving back to these kids. We're very fortunate for that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. They kind of got it before they ever left. You know, I mean, you know, I've known Tutu Atwell since, you know, because I covered his dad back in the day when his dad was at Miami High. And, you know, I mean, it's these guys understand. And you know what? They have parental guidance, you know, like, I mean, everywhere that you see a lot of these young men giving, you know, giving everything back, there's always something there, like, you know, in Tutu Atwell with his mom and his grandma, they're great. I mean, they've been, you know, they've been front and center for so, so long. And you get these kids in Broward County as well that are giving back. And I think that what you guys are doing is tremendous. Talk about the All-Star game. What dates are we looking at for the
December 20th, like I said, at Traz Powell.
Right.
We gave away 1,000 tickets to the local parks last year. We're looking to give away more than that this year. It's all about exposure. It's all about getting the kid. Look, yes, we have the Trey Bells, the Brandon Kinseys, the Calvin Russells, the Derek Coopers. Who knows if they play, but they're invited. But the other kids that could make a play, and maybe St. Thomas is there. Maybe a FCS school's there and sees him. A few kids last year, I remember, got a few offers off of this game. So it's an opportunity to make a play and get exposed and have the Twins there to have a massive platform to get everything out there for you.
Yeah. No, and I agree. And that's awesome part of it all, and a lot, and nobody's left out. Last year, you know, I saw a couple of the coaches that were there supporting their kids, you know, the Roger Harriots, the Calvin Davises, and guys like that, that were there supporting their players who were in the game. And that's the fun part. You know, I mean, as it turned out, the young man who was a quarterback for St. Thomas ended up winning the MVP, or, you know, having a big role, and he's starting this year.
We have some great alumni doing great things in college right now. As you just said, Andrew Indorf, the twins from Norland up at Florida State, having a tremendous year as freshmen. And then you have Cortez Mills, who's a role guy right now at Nebraska, getting a few catches mm-hmm. as a freshman, which, you know, that's very yeah. hard to do in today's day and age. And then Nashawn Montgomery, that should be get going here at Florida soon.
Yeah, I agree. But that's awesome. We'll be there. We'll have you on again. We'll as we get more details. I kind of figure out what else is going to happen. I think we're going to get the girls involved in as well.
Not to show our cards, but we have some great plans. We have an awesome partner in Adidas. As you know, Raw is an Adidas family, so we have a great relationship with them. They're going to do a great thing for us out there and for the community. Very excited for all this. And like I said, we have Haggard Law and the starting lineup guy coming to help, and Jesse DePenas. He's awesome. He went to that West Boca Bergen Catholic game. He's the one that did all the work there. So we're going to have an awesome, awesome just time there, exposure, just overall feel, professional atmosphere. I can't wait for the kids to experience this.
Good stuff. December 20th, that's at Trask Powell, but we'll have a lot of details in between now and then. Jose, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Jose Duaso from the Crib Classic All-Star Games. It's going to be a heck of a day on December 20th. Not only the Dade Broward All-Star Game, but also the 8th grade kind of tipped his hat. I think the girls are going to get involved. You may have a little bit of youth football as well. So that's going to be important. It's important to get all of South Florida exposed, and they do so, and everybody benefits. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.